Hi, everyone. It's always a big deal when a company earns World's Most Ethical Companies honors. But at Clarios, spreading the good news isn't just about celebration. It's about building momentum for integrity. I'm your host, Bill Coffin, and this is the Ethicast. Clarios is one of the world's leading providers of energy storage, manufacturing about one in every three car batteries on the road. It is also a fairly young organization, having separated from Johnson Controls just a few years ago. But this year, Clarios earned its second World's Most Ethical Companies recognition, underscoring just how seriously this organization takes ethics, compliance, and a culture of integrity. Now, it's not uncommon for honoree companies to undertake impressive communications campaigns to let everyone know about their World's Most Ethical Companies recognition. But Clarios really goes all in with an ambitious international trophy tour that recognizes and further energizes local compliance champions. And along the way, it generates goodwill, awareness, and support for its culture of integrity. Joining us to talk about how Clarios makes the most out of its World's Most Ethical Companies recognition is Deborah Spanik, VP, Chief Ethics and Compliance Officer. Deborah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bill. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, congratulations on Clarios earning a second World's Most Ethical Companies honor. Can you talk about the trophy tour that your company has in mind for sharing the celebration across the enterprise? What went into the planning of it? And how does this trophy tour reflect Clarios's overall approach to ethics and compliance?
Oh, I'm happy to, Bill, and I'm so excited that you and your team had invited us to talk about this because it's something we're really proud of. Last year, when we won our first World's Most Ethical Companies Award, we were so excited. We wanted to make sure that we shared that excitement with our team around the world. We have 16,000 employees who work in almost every country of the world. And about 70% of those employees actually work in our manufacturing facilities. They are building batteries for us day in and day out. Oftentimes, those teams in particular don't get a lot of visibility to things that are happening at the corporate level or even at the regional headquarters level. And so we tried to figure out how can we share this honor with everyone in the company? Because in reality, the honor is for everyone in the company. It's not just for the ethics and compliance team or the sustainability team or the leadership team. This is because of the work that every single one of our employees around the world do every day. So we thought, let's have the trophy take a tour around as many of our facilities as we can have it go. When we did the math, we figured out that it would take a couple years for it to make its way all around every facility. So to solve that problem, we ended up ordering multiple copies of the trophy, sent them to each one of our regions, and our regional global compliance leaders then coordinated within their region events that would happen at various facilities in their region. It's been hugely well received. What I've loved to see and what we've gotten back from the teams, we've gotten photographs, videos. Every regional team has sort of put their own spin on it based on their local culture, based on opportunities that are happening within the region. And it's just been so beneficial that when we won the award again this year, the teams were begging us, how quickly can we get the award so we can start the trophy tour again?
That's outstanding. Now, as you mentioned, I know that your regional teams play a huge part of your overall ENC strategy. And you know, I know that this trophy tour really is for your regional champions. So can you talk about, you know, not just how you're recognizing the champions, but how Clarios looks to its regional teams in general to help lead the way on ethics and compliance across the board?
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. And again, talk about unsung heroes. So we have a very small global ethics and compliance team. There are five of us at the global level that are full-time dedicated to ethics and compliance across the whole company. So we really rely very, very heavily on those folks in our regions who, in addition to their day jobs, have committed to helping to support ethics and compliance. What I've often told my team here is our job is to support those teams in the region, not the other way around. And they have truly taken to heart their opportunity and responsibility to promote and support ethics and compliance and our integrity in their region.
they're often seen to be individuals who are up and comers in the region. And what I'm really, really proud of is we've never had to go begging for people to serve in these roles. When there is a vacancy, we often have people who are wanting to fill these roles right away. So it's been great.
How does collaborating with allied units such as human resources and communications help your team achieve its goals, not only with something like this trophy tour, but with your broader ethics and compliance objectives?
Yeah, well, with the trophy tour in particular, it's incredibly critical because at our manufacturing plants, for example, we don't have compliance people. We often don't have communications people, but every manufacturing plant has an HR manager at a minimum. So HR has been incredibly valuable in helping us coordinate and make sure that we've made room in events for the trophy tour. Communications has also been critical. They helped us develop a manager guide that goes out to each plant when the trophy is on its way so that they know what to expect. They know what they can plan for, and they know what, you know, they have other ideas that other plants have done. Some have done big events with cake. Some when they have other celebrations, like our plant last year in Oregon celebrated their 50th anniversary, and the presentation of the trophy was incorporated within that. So there's lots of great opportunities we have across our region to engage with our communications and our HR teams because they know stuff that's going on at the local level that we really don't have visibility to. So it's been critical.
When you do things like this trophy tour, what has been the net effect of improving or advancing your relationships with these critical partners in the organization?
What we found is that if you rely on, say, regional champions or things like that, just to sort of deliver your message that you've canned and that you have to do this, you find that you really lack engagement. We've really taken the approach where the regional team, they own compliance in their region. And our businesses are very different in the different regions in which we operate. So we have to trust and believe that they know what fits their region best. So we kind of take the approach of, you know, support and, you know, sort of provide that oversight and governance. But we're not telling them what to do. And, you know, having the recognition of the trophy, it just sort of really just fits with who we are as a company. We only received this honor because of the work that's happened all across our company. And so they rightly deserve to have a part in celebrating that too.
You've got this trophy tour. It's covering so much ground. It's meeting so many people who are so excited. I'm just curious, what is some of the most moving or inspirational feedback that you've gotten from these colleagues as you've made sure that the entire company understands just how meaningful it is that you have earned a second World's Most Ethical Companies recognition?
We've had a full shift from one of our plants actually have a picture taken with the trophy and the faces of everybody with like books and arms with thumbs up and stuff like that. We had like a photo booth opportunity with our team in Colombia, where they had put in place like a balloon arch and had the trophy prominently presented, and different teams could come up at a specific time and get their picture taken with the trophy. It was really surprising to me how something so simple and really, you know, you kind of think, oh, this is neat, but you know, what impact will this have? People really find a lot of meaning in it, and they really, really appreciate feeling a part of the award and the recognition. And it snowballs in terms of that attention to integrity, right? It snowballs in terms of people having awareness of these programs that we operate throughout the company. It provides an opportunity for our regional compliance leaders to do messaging around Speak Up. I mean, there are just dozens and dozens of different ways that our regional teams have used this to engage at the local level, and that the local level has been able to engage back all the way up to the global level.
Well, Deborah, thank you so much for joining us and talking a bit about how Clarios has incorporated this recognition into your larger business integrity efforts. And once again, congratulations to you, to your team, and to everyone at Clarios.
Thank you so much, Bill. I appreciate it.
To learn more about the integrity efforts underway at Clarios, please visit clarios.com. On their main page, hit the company tab, and from there, hit missions and values for links to their code of ethics, whistleblower policy, conflict minerals policy, and more. Also, be sure to read our World's Most Ethical Companies profile with Deborah in the spring 2023 issue of Ethisphere Magazine, available at magazine.ethisphere.com. To learn more about the 2024 World's Most Ethical Companies honorees, visit worldsmostethicalcompanies.com. I'm Bill Coffin, and this has been the Ethicast. For more episodes, please visit the Ethisphere YouTube channel at youtube.com/ethisphere. And if this is your first time enjoying the show, please make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Thanks so much for joining us. And until next time, remember, strong ethics is good business.